USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's looking forward to Attorney General William Barr declassifying documents related to the start of the Russia investigation.
So everything that they need is declassified, and they'll be able to see how this hoax or witch hunt started and why it started. It was an attempted coup or an attempted takedown of the President of the United States.
The president speaking to reporters before heading off to Japan in Air Force One. Officials in Oklahoma held a news conference on Friday to provide an update on the flooding along the Arkansas River. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum.
The elevation of the Arkansas was projected to be at 23 feet in Tulsa. That's what so much of the mapping that we've put out there has shown and been based on. In reality, it's measuring in at 22.22 feet.
USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
As expected, Alabama's abortion law is being challenged in court. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Several abortion rights groups, the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, filing a lawsuit Friday morning saying the law is unconstitutional. Supporters of it say bring it on. They want it to be challenged so they can eventually take on Roe v. Wade before the Supreme Court. As it stands, the near total abortion ban charges any doctor who performs an abortion with a felony unless the mother's life is in danger, and there are no exceptions for victims of rape or incest. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A $19 billion disaster aid bill is on hold until early June. The Senate passed a compromise measure late Thursday and it sent it to the House. However, House members already had departed for a one-week recess, and the House tried to pass it with only a handful of members present in a so-called unanimous vote, but Texas Republican Chip Roy squashed that idea. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Science, technology, engineering, and math are becoming very popular among K through 12 students all across the country. Take this example. The federal government is offering a $1.45 million grant to lure University of Pacific students majoring in STEM to teach at schools where there's a shortage of STEM teachers. Matthew Stanley is a professor of history of science at New York University's Gatlin School of Individualized Study. He says science is certainly becoming more popular these days.
Well, it's true that, you know, we're nowadays sort of tech culture and geek culture is popular in a way. It certainly never was when I was younger, not that I'm bitter. But I think there's an important distinction between the appeal of technology that's very widespread now and science per se. So I still get a lot of students who come to me and say, well, I'm just no good at science or I don't like science. And what they mean by that is in third grade they had a bad science teacher or their seventh grade teacher told them they weren't good at science. So there's this sort of it's okay to talk about not liking science in a way that's not always true for other subjects too. So that's something I think we really have to work on is literally just to make it okay to be passionate about science.
For more, make sure you check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.